Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, many of us have children or grandchildren, and we've all seen SpongeBob say, I'm ready. And you want to be just like SpongeBob when the time comes to exit your job, to say sayonara, to say what's next, to cut the cord, to do the real retirement and get out of Dodge. But there's this magical three-letter word that is the organization that's going to actually let you out of there, and that is OPM. And so you, if you've ever been to a relay race and you've seen the baton relay, you're the baton in the relay race getting passed from your human resources over to OPM. And human resources says, hey, we're going to pay you your last paycheck. We're going to pay you your annual leave. And after you get your annual leave, then we're going to say, okay, now you're over to OPM. OPM's going to take the baton, but there's a process. So they actually have some documents out. It's actually a really nice document I've been sending to everybody anytime I help with somebody with something to kind of help you get prepped. So before you retire, they tell you the top four things to do. Sign everything. Be sure you've signed it all. Now with Aura, there's not so much signatures other than the additional documents, which is your life insurance page and your W-4. So obviously sign them and then upload them. Download your personal records. Those are your Form 50s or SF-50s, whatever you want to call them. Same kind of thing, any personnel changes, any history, any, a lot of people keep every single one of their raises. That's fine. Just keep the stuff that makes sense. And they're actually going to send you kind of some of the state of the union of what you had when you retired anyway. So complete payments for any service accounts. Of course, if you are buying back military, it's got to be done before you can separate. You can't retire and then go buy your military time back. That's not a thing. So you want to be 100% finished, done. I already said it. I'll say it again. Done. You have to be done. And then you want to check all supplemental documents, which is kind of what I started with, because you're not actually signing all the documents anymore other than click online. It's the additional documents that you've got to get ready. So what could be a problem? What are some things that may cause some delays? The biggest one, court orders. If I owe my former spouse, I'm not going to go through the normal channels in OPM. I'm going to go to the special organization that handles quadros. Reyna, what the heck is a quadro? Don't talk with acronyms to me, but I don't know what the heck you're talking about. A quadro is a qualified domestic relationship order. And that's where my former spouse and I came to an agreement when we separated. And the court told me I got to pay them monthly out of my pension. Or that court order says that I have to leave them a survivor benefit. So if you got to do some of those things, then that's going to go to a separate division of OPM, and it's going to take usually the full 5 to 6 months to start kind of getting paid. Like, it just takes longer to get paid for sure. Leos, any of my special categories, if it goes to a special, not only, it's not as much if you had, like if you're a Leo, a law enforcement officer or a firefighter, Border Patrol, Bureau of Prisons, special category. If your whole time in service was that, it's very rare that you're going to have a delay. It's when you had breaks in service with some of the special category scenarios that they end up doing these double checkings. Now that's an overview, kind of a high level thing. But again, if you had workers' comp, sometimes it can make a delay, but it's very rare. Very rare. Part-time service. Yeah. Like, especially if you bought the time back, or you could buy the time back. So when can I buy my part-time back? If it was before the year of 1989, there is a bill trying that's put forth again right now that it's already died in Congress a few times. Let's not let it die again. This can help a lot of people to increase their years of service. If you could buy back any part-time service, that would be huge. Missing documents, obviously. And if you haven't updated your address, like, they need to be able to correspond with you. So what's the timeline? What are we kind of expecting? You retire. agency process that is human resources. And then you're the baton over to OPM. Then they get you set up in the system. Then they start looking at you and kind of doing some math. And then you're finalized. It's somewhere between the light blue and the dark blue that you'll actually get your CSA number and you'll actually get a password to be able to go online to the website, theservicesonline.opm.gov, to actually get access to your stuff. Because you can see everything. You can see your statements. You can see tax documents. You can change your banking information, like how you want them to pay you direct deposit. And you can do every year open enrollment for health insurance on that website. So what's happening in the first segment? The agency, they're giving you, I already said this, and then OPM just made it look beautiful. So you get your final paycheck, your annual leave. And then after that, your human resources is like, be gone. We never knew you. What does Kevin O'Leary say? You're dead to me. So they're not going to talk to you after that because there's nothing for them to say. They don't process you. They don't pay you. That you're not under their umbrella any longer. And then OPM says, okay, we accept this person. Thank you. We accept, we take this person to our own now. And the beauty is that they will start processing you. You'll get your CSA number, your first interim payment, and then you get the password to access everything online. Now, what happens with that password? It'll link you online through login.gov to access the website. You may have already experienced login.gov. Social Security uses it, SSA.gov, which is Social Security. And Railroad Retirement uses it. There's quite a few different government portals that use login.gov. So you may have a login.gov connection to all kinds of different things, like a hub, but it uses it for OPM as well. And then what are they processing you? They're going to continue getting interim payments to you. And then you can get access online. Of course, if you're going to call OPM, call them, I say, ODARK 30 in the morning, 7:45 a.m. Eastern is when they open up their phone lines. And then shabam, the sun shines upon you and you are finalized. And that is when, if you are expecting and going to be receiving the supplement, only then does it actually start paying. The supplement starts post finalization. So while you're getting an interim check, you're like, what's this worth the rest of my money? And then you get finalized and you're like, oh, there it is. Thanks, guys. So the wait is over. It says it here. So they make any adjustments to kind of get you back paid. And you get your magical little booklet, which is just a cute little pamphlet that says, here's some basic information that's also available online, but you get it in your hand. A lot of people like that paper. And then you actually get your true itemized, finalized annuity or your first payment. And that is when you log online. It doesn't just say interim payment anymore. It'll say your statement and it'll say your gross number minus taxes, health insurance, life insurance, dental, vision, blah, 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 blah. And that is the day of celebration where you say, okay, now all my payments are just plug and chug monthly from OPM after that. The wait can be excruciating because you have very little correspondence. It's kind of crickets and tumbleweed with the correspondence with human resources and OPM. But fear not, my friend, they are processing you in the background. The little gerbils are spinning on the wheels and, you know, the little guys with the green visor and the band around their arm, they're doing all the math and they're going into the bunker and they're making sure all your papers are looking good. But it will come out in the end. The sun will shine upon you and it will be a brand new day ready for whatever your next chapter in retirement is. And if you need help, that is what me and my team are for. Rather, that's what my team and I are for. And we can help. We can help through all these things to make sure that your ORA documents are ready to go the right way the first time. Plan on what the numbers are going to be, because heaven forbid you retire and the number is less than what you expect, less than what you expected, or even worse, less than what you need. So let's make the plan. Let's get together and let's do it right the first time. That way you can be retired and stay that way. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to American Federal Federal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.